This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Happy Friday. How's everything out there in the great state of Missouri?
It's cooking. It's cooking. It's been about 100 degrees. Hey, Bert, I was raised Roman Catholic, and I know you were, too. So I wanted to save you some time, and I know these things are very, very difficult to do. So the Catholics, in case you aren't aware, class, have a rite of confession. And so, Bert, I took the liberty of writing one for you, and here it is. So you don't have to write it yourself. I did it for you.
Now, Vin, as host of USA Today, you are... a temporarily ordained deacon of the Catholic Church. Is that correct?
No. I am actually Nemenha, and I still am Catholic. But, you know, when you're raised Catholic, you're born into a Catholic family. You're Catholic whether you continue going to services or not. So I haven't been to a Catholic church in a couple decades, and I don't intend to go. But I'm not. I'm not ordained in any way, shape, or form. However, I am part of the Church of the Painful Truth. I am, and
okay, I want to know.
Non-denominational Church of the Painful
Truth.
Like
captain of the ship can perform a wedding and those sort of things.
Well, actually, this is just something I wrote for your review. You don't have to use it. So. When one goes to confession in the Catholic Church, you tell the priest your sins. So it usually starts out with, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." And then, so here's what I wrote for you. "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been about 2 years since my last confession. Vinny told me not to buy an electric vehicle, and I did it anyway. And I didn't sell my shares with Merrill Lynch and Charles Schwab when he advised me to. And I still have my Echo electronic assistant ring doorbell and that robot vacuum that Vinny advised me to get rid of." That's just the start. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll... I have been eating a lot of crow lately, Vin. I'll be straight with class. I've been a proponent of EVs for the longest time, basically from an engineering standpoint and energy efficiency standpoint. But, man, things have sure come home to roost. And, it started with some of the accidents and fires here locally and in my part of the state and in two cases in my actual village. We mentioned a tragic fire where a lady and her daughter, mother and her daughter, burnt to death. So, kind of...
You're talking about a Tesla. You're talking about electric vehicles right now.
Yeah.
You're talking
about
the tragedy of these and the dangers of these electric vehicles. Okay, please continue.
Yeah, that's correct, Vince. I drive to... different kind, one hybrid, which I thought was the safer of the two, and a all electric, but with a small battery. But Vince, as they say, it came home to roost when I get a letter in the mail. We discussed it last week that my Ford plug-in EV has been recalled, but it was a recall with no recall. And the recall was it could catch on fire. Don't charge it. Preferably don't store it near your house or certainly not in the garage. And but we're not saying you can't drive it. You just can't drive it if it's charged, which, as I explained, is kind of when it's already 100% charged. How do you not drive it when it's charged if you want to discharge it? But so be it. So since I still have the vehicle, the Ford dealer actually tried to buy it from me, and then I found out they were offering a price much less than what it was worth, even considering the recall. So I have the car back, not driving it, but my whole attitude on EVs and Ford in particular has changed. And it's, you know, there's a problem.
So let me see if I got this right. You decided to buy an electric vehicle or lease an electric vehicle a couple of years ago. And
yep.
This was when nobody was buying cars.
Yeah,
so you got it
several. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got it at a very low price, about $210 a month to lease it. However,
yeah.
That expenditure evaporates. I mean, when you're done with a lease vehicle, you got no equity in it, none.
Well, that's the funny thing, Vince. It does have equity because you have to look at the car market in general. This has nothing to do with EVs. When I got this vehicle, they couldn't give cars away. It was in the peak of COVID, and dealers were discounting them to virtually nothing. I mean, literally. That's why the lease was so low. But then in the 2 years, the whole situation flipped, and now we have a shortage of vehicles, especially newer vehicles, newer used vehicles that are in excellent shape. There's a shortage. So it flipped from one extreme to the other. So actually, I have substantial equity. In fact, it's worth, this is sort of amazing to wrap your head around, the retail value is almost double what my payoff on the lease is. In fact, it's about double. So it's just a one-time event. We're not going to see this again in our lifetime, probably. But people that have used cars, I think another USA instructor also mentioned how he was buying out his vehicle and then selling it because it's just the way the supply and demand works is right now we're still facing a shortage of newer used vehicles that are in good or excellent condition. So it's just kind of a very strange situation that hit. And that has nothing to do with EVs, Vince. That's, you know, most vehicles, especially vehicles that are in demand, like trucks and SUVs and higher-end cars. So, you know, that was part of my situation. But, you know, the main thing to talk about is the fact that, you know, there's a problem with the technology. It's occurring all the time with recalls. Sadly, it's happening with accidents, and it's hurting people. I mean, people are dying. So, you know, I don't want to minimize my problem, but it's nothing compared to people that are, you know, losing their lives in accidents because of, you know, we can just look at the news this week. I mean, sailors just died because a boat full of EVs being transported from Europe, presumably to the United States, caught fire, most likely lithium battery, and it spreads. I mean, I can't tell you how many times this has happened to, you know, cars stored in a storage lot, or there was another cargo ship that sunk a year or two ago because of the same problem. So this cargo ship is off Holland right now, still engulfed in flames, and at least one sailor has lost his life. They were diving for their lives off the side of the ship, and you look at these ships, they're like floating skyscrapers. They're huge, and you know, I at least one sailor's dead, and everybody's abandoned ship, and they don't know what to do. They were trying to put it out with water, but we know you don't put a EV battery fire out with water. So that's going on right now as we speak, Vince.
Yeah, so this ship has about 3,000 new vehicles from, looks like it left Germany. It's heading toward, I believe, Syria, if I'm not mistaken, out that way. And new vehicles. Less than 30 of them were electric vehicles. And it's on fire still. And this fire is not yellow hot or red hot. It's white hot. That's as hot as it gets. So it's really dangerous. It's in a very sensitive environmental area in the ocean. And it looks like there is going to be heavy metals, plastic, black smoke in the area. It's a mess. And Bert, the very sad thing is nobody needs to have an electric vehicle. Nobody needs to have one. And it's not ready. It's not ready for prime time. They haven't worked the bugs out of them. We don't have the grid that can support the charging of them. And yesterday there was a report that there are 13 states on the East Coast of the United States that have been reported to been told maximum power generation from the power generation plants so that they can keep the air conditioning and the electronics running in 13 states on the East Coast of the United States. So that's telling us that there is no margin to increase power. It's at full max. And it's barely enough to keep the grid powered up. The next step is rolling blackouts and brownouts. That's next.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know where that power is going to come from. The marginal power comes from burning oil or gas or coal. They can't,
right.
You know, put up more windmills instantly or more solar panels. That just doesn't work that way. So the only thing you can do if you're asking for instantly more electricity is put up, turn the crank to put more fuel oil or natural gas or even coal that some states still allow. I think coal is probably the worst thing to burn, but that's what they have to do because they didn't plan ahead. We don't have enough spare capacity in the grid, let alone the new capacity for all the EV charging we'll need on the grid. So it's a big problem. And yes, I saw that alert go out. So as the heat wave's moving, we're cooling off here, but it's moving from west to east as we speak.
So the point is we don't have enough margin, extra capacity to do what we're doing right now, let alone have people buy electric vehicles and plug them in. And what I mentioned is that we run our farm on 33 kilowatts of electricity per day on average. So if we're plugged into the grid, we'd use 33 kilowatts. If we generate our own electricity, it's 33 kilowatts. Sometimes we generate more, sometimes and sell it to the grid. So the Finellis are providing electricity for other people through our solar array, selling it back to the grid. The point is, the average family uses about 33 kilowatts. We are so efficient at our farm, we can run our entire 241-acre farm on 33 kilowatts a day. 33 kilowatts a day is one-third the amount of electricity needed to charge one Tesla one time. One time. So what I'm trying to convey is this electric vehicle market will take the grid down. It will use so much electricity we can't produce it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, this is way bigger than just having a vehicle that you're advised by the manufacturer, don't drive it and don't charge it. This is a situation where there are software problems with sudden vehicle acceleration. I mean, weird things happen that the driver's not expecting. And then there are other things that are intentionally deceptive by the manufacturers. And one of those is about one out of three new vehicles, comes without a spare tire, one out of three, roughly. And the owners of those vehicles didn't even get told that by the salesperson. When you bought your EV from Cody Elliman at Capital Ford in San Jose, did he say, "Hey, Jim, you know, the good thing is you don't have to carry a spare tire around with you. You don't need the jack either. Good thing is, you know, you just AAA, just play, you got a cell phone, give that AAA a call, AAA, and they'll come out. You don't have to get dirty. You know, it's great." Did he tell you that?
Yeah. Well, not exactly, Ben. it's on me because this the second one of that exact same model vehicle that I purchased, or I should say leased, so I knew what I was getting. Gotta say, the first one was pretty much problemless, you know, and you think as the car matures, there should be less problems, but this vehicle, I think I might have talked on the air a year ago, it had a problem where the charging schedule wouldn't work. It would just keep resetting and hanging up, and there was like software gone amok. And the dealer actually told me, the service guy said, hey, you seem to know what you're doing. Rather than keep bringing it back here until we have a fix for it, just pull your battery cable off, disconnect it, wait, 10 or 20 seconds, stick it back on, and that'll reset everything. So he was right. I mean, how many people want to do that to get their car to function correctly? So eventually they did fix that. And then I thought we were good to go until I get this recall. Well, Vince, as we said, it's a recall without a recall, because not only is there no fix for me to send the car back in for, they don't even know exactly what the problem is, let alone what the repair is. So it sounds like they're going to have to redesign an electronic module somewhere and build more of them. And being in electronics, I know how long it takes, you know, even on a rush to, you know, prototype new circuitry and create a new circuit board and, you know, prototype it, approve it, get it into production. That's not a, you know, that's not something you can do in a day or two or even a week or two. So looks like it's going to be a while. And as I said, the funny thing is they then say, we're not telling you you can't drive it. You just can't drive it under these conditions. So very, very strange. But Vince, in all honesty, this problem is small compared to, you know, some of the recalls we're hearing about is sudden acceleration, sudden braking, the Leaf, having a problem with sudden acceleration. I remember when Audi had that problem, Audis would just, on their own, just start going. I mean, they were smashing into homes and garages and other cars, and they kept blaming it on the driver. But, I mean, there were people that swore they had their foot on the brake, and the car just kept accelerating. So there's, you know, this has nothing to do with EVs in particular. It's a function of the fact that cars are more electronics than ever in them, and the software just has glitches. And you really can't prove out the software until it's been running for a couple of years, and by then it's too late for, you know, any serious problems. So that's just in general, Vince, the problem with more and more electronics. More, you know, you don't have just one. There's, you know, sometimes 10 microprocessors that you're running in your car.
Yeah, yeah. And there are many computers on a bus, and they all talk to each other. The wheel sensors, the steering angle sensor, the brake sensors, the engine control, the transmission control, the traction control, the body tilt, lean, yaw control sensors. It's a
what
it's
if
very,
Extendivite
very
really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. USA News Update. Former President Trump lashing out about the new charges filed against him in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. He said they were ridiculous, and this is what you get for leading in the polls. New federal legislation named after one of the victims in the Parkland, Florida school massacre aims to increase safety measures on campuses. Those measures would require silent panic alarms in all schools across the country and would increase the number of school resource officers. The Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation into claims the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force against black people. That probe announced yesterday comes 7 months after the police beating death of Tyree Nichols. We hear a lot about heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and dehydration. Now a new study says extreme heat can also take a toll on your mental health. Corey Myers, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Virtuous. Bert, you mentioned Audi. You're talking about the Audi 5000 of the 1980s vintage. And you're right. You're absolutely right. People had reported that they're pulling into the garage and all of a sudden the Audi would accelerate without intention and drive through the back wall of the garage. Or they'd pull up to the garage door and it would drive through the garage door of their garage. And there were people who were harmed by this. And Audi had a throttle electronic system. Now, Audi was on the forefront of electronics with vehicles, and they had some electronics in the throttle system.
Yeah, drive-by-wire.
Right, right. And that was blamed in the media for this. Now, that's nothing compared to what we have today. And I wanted to share with our class, we're having a discussion around the dinner table a couple of days ago. We're talking about how you're really not in control of your vehicle. And, Bert, you remember the days when I would race and I would autocross, and we'd go to the track, and we'd drift through the S curves, and literally you would apply the accelerator and the brakes at key points in time because they were mechanical systems, and you knew about traction and you knew about drifting, and you would practice and hone those skills so that if you went into a slide or a skid, you would know how to pull out of it. And I taught every member of our family, including our children when they were young, when we had ice on the fields of the farm, we'd go out and take a vehicle out there, and I would teach them how to intentionally go into a slide, intentionally spin out, and how to pull out of it on a slick, icy field. I mean, just glare ice on the field. And Mrs. Finelli, I taught her how to do it. The whole family, all of our children know how to do this. Well, if you drive a vehicle today, a modern vehicle, there are sensors and systems in place to prevent you from doing that. So, for example, if you're going into a skid, the system will apply brakes differently from what you're telling the car to do with your foot on the brake pedal. And it will, literally, it has thrown people off a cliff in Europe because they thought they were in control of the car. They were in a drift. They were intentionally pulling out of the drift, and the car operated the opposite of what the driver was intending. And off the cliff they would go. This is the kind of stuff that's happening. You are not in control of your vehicle. I was talking with one of the instructors a couple days ago at the farm, and he has a vehicle that has some sensors and radar and cameras, and it looks all around, and he could not back over a chicken because the vehicle would slam on the brakes if it thought there was a chicken behind him. Now, I think that's good and bad. I think it's wonderful that, you know, save a life of a chicken, but I think it's bad that the operator's not in control of the vehicle, just sort of in control. So here we have, you had a vehicle with all kinds of sensors, but the bottom line is it looks like Ford really didn't completely engineer this thing. Ford didn't think it through, in my opinion. Oh, by the way, this is all my opinion. So Ford, if you decide to sue me or threaten me, go ahead. And if you do, I'll talk about it more. Okay? But I am allowed to have an opinion, and I am allowed to report what's in the media. So the bottom line, Bert, is your Ford dealer really didn't do right by you, but they offered you way less than the market, right? They literally were trying to make extra profit on the fact that they had a vehicle that had a recall with no fix.
Yeah. That's correct. That they were trying to take advantage by buying it way below the actual wholesale. And the reason I know it is at the same time I got a quote from their parent company for the same car for $6,000 more, so I realized the dealer was taking advantage of me. Now, that quote was probably not going to go through because until the recall was completed and fixed. But the point is that, they were taking a bad situation and trying to take advantage of me. Luckily, I was able to back out of the arrangement in time, so I have the car. I just can't, you know, as we said, I can't drive it. I'll get it fixed, assuming, you know, I have to believe they're going to, at some point, be able to engineer a fix to whatever it is, you would hope. And then at that point I'll decide what to do with the vehicle. But it's just been an interesting experience, Vince. You know, when you say close to home, that's, you know, we had all these accidents and deaths, you know, literally in my town, and then the very next week I get hit with recall saying don't drive your car, If it's charged, you know, you can drive it on. It does work on gasoline as well, Vince. So I can drive it on gasoline, but pretty scary. And of course, I can't charge it. And so right now, it's just sitting at my house, and hopefully there'll be a resolution to it. But sure changed my view. You know, enough of these things, you have to look at it. And it's changed my view on EVs and, you know, electric cars. There's no doubt, as far as I can see now, that this technology is just not ready for the mass deployment that the, you know, government's trying to force on us. You know, I've always been a proponent of the free market, Vince. If it makes sense to have electric vehicles, then the market will take care of itself. You know, people will buy them and realize they can charge them. And if they're safe, they'll keep buying them. If they're not safe, they'll be recalled and there'll be lawsuits and liability. So that's just the free market working itself out. But when the government intervenes and tries to force something on people, you get these kind of problems. So, when we've talked about them, we don't know how to mine the elements for the batteries. We don't know how to manufacture the cars in reliably, and we don't know how to charge them because the grid's not ready. And then, Vince, this is going to become more and more apparent in the next few years. We don't know how to recycle them. A regular vehicle, you can recycle almost everything. And I think you've talked to class about this in the past. Almost everything in a normal internal combustion, call it ICE car, is recyclable. I mean, you know, the metal, the everything. In an electric vehicle, we don't know what to do with the batteries. So it's a problem, Vince. And as usual, the government mandates things that they think are cool or fashionable, and they haven't thought it through. Do you know they're now changing global warming? Activists want to now call it global boiling.
Bert, I have to side with people who, I'm not saying necessarily these activists, because I don't know who they are, what their agenda is, but I will tell you this: it's hot. It's really, really hot. The cows are under incredible stress. The grass is under incredible stress. The trees are under incredible stress. Our roof is about 170 degrees. The side of our house is 120 degrees, and it's stone. So it's a lot of mass. It's not like vinyl siding that you could heat up really quickly, or aluminum siding that you can heat up quickly. It's a lot of mass. It's 100 tons of stone we bought to put on the side of our house. It's a lot of stone. That's without the mortar. So it's a big deal. And it is getting hotter. It really is. It's so hot we can only work in short segments during the day. We go outside 15 minutes, come inside. Go outside for half an hour, come inside. It's unbearable. All the dogs are in the house because they're panting. They will die outside. The chickens have stopped laying eggs. My son decided that he was going to go to the farmer's market in our little hamlet with Mrs. Finelli during the broadcast this morning, during hour number one. The farmer's market's closed. I have a feeling, now I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling it's closed because nobody's got anything to sell.
Yeah.
You know, the government has clamped down. Y'all can't be selling eggs and bread, and, you know, they've really clamped down.
Wow.
And vegetables. Yeah, it's a real problem. And Bert. One last thing.
Okay.
A roll of hay used to be $30 to $35 a couple of years ago. It's now hit, I couldn't believe it, when it hit 80, then 100, then 120. It's now $150. $150 for a roll of hay. Farmers will absolutely go under. It cannot continue. You are looking, staring down the barrel of the end of the family farm.
Yeah. Vince, do you think it's worse than the Dust Bowl of the 20s and 30s?
Well, the Dust Bowl of the 20s, okay, it was very bad. And literally, our farm has dust, literally dust from the Dust Bowl. I was talking to some farmers, and they said, yeah, we got 6 inches of topsoil, and that's it. And then you hit rock, and I, really? because we have some areas of our farm that we have several feet, 3 feet of topsoil. And what happened was there were some depressions. You know, we're in the Ozark Mountains, so there's the hills and,
yeah,
and dales and valleys. And so what happened was the dust from some of the states out or west of us, their dust blew on our farm and filled in the holes. So we have more topsoil than other farms, and it's from Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas. And that dust blew 1,100 miles. It blew to the East Coast. Dust from the Midwest blew all the way across the country to the East Coast, from the middle of the country to the East Coast. And that dust bowl was a result of government telling farmers, hey, we got a great idea, modern farming. So what you do is you get one of these newfangled tractors, and you get a disc, and you get a plow, and you rip up the ground, you rip up the grass, you plant crops, and you fertilize them with modern fertilizer, and you will have great yield. And what happened was the grass that held the soil down was ripped up, then we had a drought, and then the wind blew and blew the farms to the East Coast. That was the Dust Bowl. It was so bad, cows were, when they did an autopsy on cows, they find sand in the lungs of the cows because they couldn't breathe. People were going into their cabins in the Midwest and shoving newspaper in every crack and crevice in their cabins because the dust would find its way in. And in the morning, the cabins would be swept out because no matter what you tried to do, the dust infiltrated the cabin. It was killing people and animals. It was really serious. Now, is it as bad? I don't know. It certainly could be. And within a couple of years, we could have another Dust Bowl if we don't get our act together. And these morons that are moving to the Midwest, to Missouri, from, I think you're coming from California, Bert, they are cutting down everything in sight. They're saying, I don't want those trees there. Let's cut those trees down. And so what's happening is we're having the soil get hotter and hotter and hotter. The trees are holding down the soil. The grass is holding down the trees and growing in the shade of the trees. And it's turning to dust. What you're talking about is absolutely happening right here, right now. It's insanity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
First one is, Bert, I just want to tell the class very quickly, if you have animals, chickens, dogs, cats, make sure they have plenty of area to get out of the sun and some shade. Make sure that they have plenty of cool, fresh drinking water so they don't die in an awful death. And that's what we're doing here at the farm. We're making sure everybody's got fresh drinking water and the cows have plenty of salt to lick. Bert, would you, based on what you've experienced, would you go back to that particular Ford dealership, Capital Ford in San Jose, and buy a vehicle from them or lease one?
I don't think so, Vince. By the way, Vince says we were on break. I got an update, breaking news on the cargo ship off the Netherlands. They've stopped putting water on it. Well, this is interesting. They said the fire is still raging, although not as bad as yesterday, but they stopped putting water on it because they don't want it to sink, and they're worried if they put any more water, it's going to cause the boat to topple over and sink. So they've suspended firefighting operations, and I guess they're crossing their fingers that the fire will die on its own and they can tow the ship to a safe port or place where it can be, well, I guess, have the fire put out and assess the cargo. You know, maybe might be a few cars that are salvageable. I don't know. I would think, Vince, even the smoke and water would be enough to destroy a lot of those vehicles, even if they haven't burnt. But we'll see. So the news is they've stopped putting water on the ship to put out the fire because they're worried if they put any more water on it, it could sink the ship. And they said other than
that... Well, naturally. Naturally. Hey, Bert, let me ask you a question. So... would you buy another Ford?
I don't think so, Vince.
All right, let me ask you another question. Would you buy another electric vehicle?
Not right away.
Let me ask you another question. this is really good. I'm delighted that you're broadcasting this class because you are an absolute proponent of electric vehicles, advanced technology, and working with big corporations. And what you've seen is they're not your friends. They will attempt to profit on your woes, and that they can make products that they can't stand behind because they don't work and they can't fix them. That being said, I'm sure you got some advice from instructors and friends about vehicles. What kind of advice do you make? Have you gotten about a different vehicle or what you should do?
Well, I've gotten a lot of advice, Vince, I'll cut to the chase for, I think, the one that seems most prevalent and kind of most interesting to me is get a, traditional gasoline-powered pickup truck. It's useful. You're always going to need a pickup, and gasoline's going to be easy to get for foreseeable future. And even with, the less miles per gallon, when you figure out the equivalent in an electric, that's really not the major cost of owning the vehicle. It's, what's the resale value? And pickup trucks have a good resale value, then. So I'm kind of leaning toward that. But I've had a lot of advice all over the map. And, we don't, just like when you have an ailment and you ask your friends, what should I do? You get four friends will give you seven different things that you should do. And, of course, they're all different. But I think the pickup truck makes a lot of sense. So
So whoever gave you that pickup truck advice, I kind of agree with. And
well, you were one of them.
Oh, really? Okay, so 1999 to 2006, Chevrolet Silverado, two-wheel drive. Extraordinary vehicle. Extraordinary. Comfort, reliability, dependability, cost of ownership, comes with a spare tire, crash-worthy, I mean, a lot of metal in it, great vehicle. Newer than that? Absolutely not.
How about Toyota pickup?
A Toyota pickup, high cost of maintenance, high cost of repairs. A full-size Chevrolet pickup might get you 16 miles per gallon with a V6, and a Toyota is going to get worse mileage, worse fuel economy, believe it or not. And it seems to me that I'd want to buy an American vehicle. I'd want to support American jobs, and I'd like to have lots of vehicles of the same type out there. And that's what I drive, by the way. I have a 2001 and a 2004 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck.
Yeah. Well, you don't always know, though, Vince, because a lot of Japanese brand cars are built in the United States. And my Ford, for instance, was built in Mexico. So you don't always know where your factory was that built your vehicle.
I agree with you. And my El Camino, my 1985 El Camino, was built in Mexico, and it was flawless, absolutely perfect. But what I'm saying is we have been under all of the brands of pickup trucks, including Toyota, and I've asked all the owners of these vehicles, what do you think about them? What do you think about the miles per gallon? What do you think about, and we know about the repairability. The bottom line is Toyota consumes more fuel, and Chevrolet is the best overall vehicle. 1999, 2006. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.